Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Back 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is one of the guys we turn to when we want to get better at influencing people so that we can lead change. He's the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want, which is my constant lament around my organization. And also Beyond the Wall of Resistance, he's our good friend, Rick Maurer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
Good to have you back. Hey, Rick, as business owners, we are the alpha member of our organizations. And we are the executives, the chief executives, whether we always act like that, whether we ever stop being a manager and become an executive, at least part of the time, that's another story. But we're supposed to be the executives, and that means we're supposed to be in charge of the strategy, of the vision, where the company's going, and that means that we're going to spend a lot of our time dealing with change, not just dealing with change, but as you've taught us over the years, leading change. And that means we have to influence people. And today I think you wanted to talk about how we do that and in a way that makes it good for all parties. Tell us about that.
Yeah, right. Well, I had an experience earlier this week that I had this, you know, I have these three levels of resistance, which I could go over very quickly in a second. And what I did is I just created a 6-box sheet of paper. I mean, really simple. I mean, you know, if your listeners aren't driving, they could do it right now. And so, like at level one, there's a positive side and a negative side. Level two, positive, negative, so on. And I said, think of a group or an individual that you really need to work with. You need to be able to influence them, but you just struggle a bit. And then fill out these 6 boxes. But I want you to step in their shoes as you fill it out. Like, what would they be saying about you rather than you filling it out about them? Which is, you know, it's what actors do all the time to get into parts. And this woman said, where's this tool been the last 2 years? I have been working with this team. It has been so hard. And I'm seeing stuff I never saw before. And this exercise took like 5 minutes. And it made me realize if we have a kind of a way to capture our thoughts, we can have some pretty big insights in hardly any time at all. So that's what I just wanted to talk about.
Well, that's one thing. One thing that you talked about there is bringing somebody in that sees things more clearly than the people who are in the trenches with it. Right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that sometimes helps, but she did it herself. All I did was give her a one side of one sheet of paper tool. It didn't even cost her anything. It's just whatever.
But you did that. No, I know, but you showed up.
Well, I did show up. Yes, I did. It was very nice of you.
Look, I've done this. I've done this. I've walked in, and somebody said something to me, and I'd say, well, what if you turn that upside down? And they say, whoa, I never thought about that. I was there for 30 seconds, and I just asked a stupid question. And then the floodgates open up. I mean, I'm telling you, you can't underestimate the power of a fresh perspective. But I think that fits in perfectly with what we're talking about.
I do too. I agree. And actually, just a tiny bit of an aside, I have a buddy in Cleveland. I live in the Washington, D.C. area. And we will call each other to get an outsider's advice. And because we know each other so well, I mean, one time he called me and said, hey, I'm driving to a meeting. I'm going to be there in 10 minutes. I need some drive-by consultation. And because we know each other so well, you know, we can just cut right to the chase. We don't have to go through a lot of preliminary stuff.
Right.
And it's amazingly helpful. Amazingly helpful. So to your point.
No, I'm telling you, it's when you're trying to lead change, you know, you, you you're on, when you're leading change, you're on the cutting edge. I mean, you are, obviously, you're not only, you may not be on the cutting edge of change as it relates to the whole world and in your industry, but with regard to your organization, you're out there on the leading edge. And you might even, to some people, you might be on the bleeding edge. And so that means it's new territory. And if you can get another, if you can bring in somebody else to kind of, maybe, you know, I know you use the term step in someone else's shoes. You know, maybe that's part of it. But it's amazing how a little bit of fresh eyes can make a difference.
Yeah, that's true.
Give us your website, Rick. What's your website, please?
Rick Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R, .com.
We're going to talk some more about leading change with our good friend Rick Maurer after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.